We're up to Yeshayahu Perek Mem Gimel, and we continue where Yeshayahu goes back and forth between talking about the Geula and talking to his own generation, trying to uplift them and trying to put them on the right path, and talking to the other nations of the world. When are you going to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in charge? And giving the message that just like everything else, all the Nevuos up until the time that you're hearing this Nevuah have come true, so to all the other Nevuos will come true as well. And a couple of other inyanim that are alluded to and hinted to and learned out from this parak. So here we go, parak mem gimel. V'ata, the first half of this, first part of this parak is the continuation of the haftorah for Bracious, as we discussed in the last parak. The end of this parak and then the next parak has the haftorah for Vayikra, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're bringing me your animals, you're giving, you're not having kavana, proper kavana, or you're giving your animals to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's the connection to Vayikra. But either way, we start from the beginning. V'ata. So what is the beginning about? So most assume it's about the Geula Ha'asida. Again, the Radak says maybe it's about the time of the Hatzalah of Sancherev, even though later in the Perek, it for sure talks about the Geula Ha'asida. Again, the Abarbanel says that's what it is referring to, the future Geula, and the Hashem is saying that just like I've redeemed you from other tzaris, so too here. V'yata ko amar Hashem, bo ra'acha Yaakov, v'yotzercha Yisrael. Hashem says, I am your creator, Yaakov, v'yotzercha Yisrael. Al tira ki galticha, don't worry, because I have redeemed you. Right, talking in past tense as if it's already happened. Karasi b'shimcha li'ata. I have called your name. Li'ata, you are mine. We have the double lashon of bo ra'acha and yotzercha. Boracha, I've created you and Yotzercha. What's the difference between Bore and Yotzer? So the Malbim discusses this here, even though he doesn't talk about and relate it to the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Bereishis, on the first pasuk in Chumash, the Ramban talks about what does it mean, Bereishis, Bara Elokim? What does the verb Bara mean in contrast to Yotzer? Says the Ramban that Bore is there's only one Bore. There's only one Bore, and there was only one Bria. And that was the first stage of creation. Says the Ramban, V'yatashma pirish amikra al pshuto nachonu barur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara kala nivraim me'afisa muchletes. Hashem created all creations from nothing, what we call yesh me'ayin. V'ein etzleinu balashon hakodesh ba'utzas ha'yesh me'ayin el alashon bara. The verb that means yesh me'ayin is this verb, bara. V'ein kol anase tachas ha'shemesh. V'ein kol chadash nachas ha'shemesh. Meaning once that was done, That's the only time that there was Bria. Aval, after that, Hotzi min ha'efes ha'gomur ha'mochlat, yisod dak ma'od ein bo mamish. Right, this was still describing the Bria. Hashem created some type of thin matter that he was going to use. Avalu koach mamsi, muchan l'kabal tzura, v'latzeis min ha'koach el ha'poel. Hashem created something, yesh me'ayin, v'hu ha'chomer harishon, what he calls the hiyuli, v'yachara hiyuli lo bara dover aval yotzar v'asar. Rav Soloveitcher talks about this also in one of the volumes of Reflections of the Rav. But that says the Ramban here, after he does the bara once, that everything else afterwards is yotzer. Kadosh Baruch Hu bara elu shnehem me'ayin, there was some type of matter for the aretz and some for the Shamayim, v'shneim levadam nivraim, v'hakol na'asim mehem. And everything was made after that. And that's the Ramban. The Rabbi Shavel quotes the Ritva in the Sefer Zikaron, Ritva's commentary, and Ha'aris on the Ramban al Torah, where the Ritva doesn't like this. But either way, that is the Ramban. So the Malbim says maybe that's what's referring to here, bo ra'acha Yaakov, v'yotzercha Yisrael. Yaakov has Lashon Bria. Hashem is saying that I created you, Yaakov, but you're still on the stage of Bria. You're still on the stage of potential. You haven't gone after beyond step one. V'yotzercha Yisrael. And those that have used Yitzira and come to their potential, that's where it's referred to Yisrael. That's what the Malbim says. Where they were just created and they're not ra'ui on the highest levels, they're Yisrael. Sheyako bo yikru Yisrael eish shehim b'madrega katana. V'Yisrael nikru lo bo eish shehim b'chashivus u'misnagim b'derech neis. B'yisar tchilas havayasam shu b'nimshal el chomer ha'uma. When it was originally created, Yaakov, then we were Nivra, umitzat surasam atzmiyat em Yisrael, sarim moshlim al hateva v'inyona, once we have accomplished and once we have used the kochos that Hashem has given us. But either way, you have Bria and Yisira here. So Hashem says, don't be scared, I will redeem you, and I have redeemed you, and I call in your name. Lo kisaver b'mayim itchani, when you go through water, I am with you. Rashi says the Yamsuf. Ubanaharas lo yishtefucha. Rivers will not wash you away. Ki selich b'mo'esh lo tichaveh. You won't be burned in fire. V'lehava lo tivar bach. and torches will not burn you. This is an amazing pasuk. Why is this an amazing pasuk? Two thoughts. Number one, the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel says this is alluding to all of the times in history when we had forced baptisms and we were burned at the stake. Says Hashem, Kisavar Bamayim Itchani. Even when you pass through water and you're forced baptisms, Itchani, I'm with you. You're still Jewish. You were forced to do it. And when you're burned, they're not going to really burn your core. You will be able to get through it as a nation. That's what the Abarbanel says. He says what we've seen in history, writing 500 years ago. He says, "Lafi daiti elo l'chol advarim asher ra'inu b'einenu shekaru l'galus Yerushalayim asher b'sfarad b'yosam yoshvim b'malchus sfarad." Right, what we see: remez l'mayim azedonim sheim b'nei adam hanitbalim k'shikablu daitam ve'emunasam yomar. Even though you're baptized, you're forced. Lo teitzi mitachas yadi, ki kol naharos haolam lo yishtefucha mitachas hashgachasi. All the rivers of the world won't be able to wash you away from being mashgiach. Od ra'inu shis olu agayim neged hanusim hayotze mehadas bezmanenu kamram shelo hayishomrim datam. They catch them and they burn them. Hashem says, "I'm with you throughout all the burnings." You find that he says in the emunas hayishmaelim and the emunas, the other emunas, find it in many times. But says the Abarbanel, that's what's being alluded to here. Different saras in the future. Hashem says, even though it doesn't look like it, I am still with you. Number one. Number two, there's a story. There's a story that's quoted. It's an old story. It's quoted 900 years ago in the Abu Draham. It's quoted 700 years ago in the Kalbo. I read it from the Kalbo. Kalbo was one of the Rishonim, right? A sefer on Siddur and Inyani Tfila. So if we look by Vehu Rachum in Simen Yud Ches, there's a story that is quoted, that there was a story of three rabbis on a boat that were sent, and it was captured, and some of the pirates capture them, and the pirates say, "Oh, who are you?" He says, "We're Jews." "Jews! We've heard of a story from a long time ago. Hananya, Mishael, Vazarya. They were saved from the fiery furnace. You know what? We're going to throw you into a fiery furnace and see if you're like your ancestors and you're saved." They said, "Can we have 3 days?" "Okay, 3 days." What happens? They fast. They try to do tshuva, and after 3 days, one of them says to the other two, "I had a dream. I had a dream, and in the dream, they were reading to me a pasuk that has the word ki in it 2 times, and the word lo in it 3 times. And I don't know what pasuk it is." One of the other people there was an expert in Tanakh, and he says, "Oh, I know what pasuk it is referring to. This pasuk right here, the pasuk that we just read, that has the word ki in it 2 times, the word lo in it 3 times. And what does the pasuk say? Hashem says, "I'm with you in fire, I'm with you in water, don't worry about it." So they say, "Oh, it must be a remez that we're going to be saved." And kachavi, that's what happened. They were saved from being thrown into the fire. And when they came out, they all praised Hashem. In what way? Said they wrote Vehu Rachum. One said the first third, one said the next third, one said the next third. Vehu Rachum Michaper Avonu Lo Yashchis. Right, that whole extra tefillah that we say on Mondays and Thursdays, that was written then. Rabbi Schwab writes, tragically, he says, now we do whatever we can to get out of saying Vehu Rachum. We don't realize that Mondays and Thursdays are special Ace Ratzon in Shemayim. And it's this amazing story that started it all. And this is what is this is how we act towards it. Contrary to the unfortunately common practice in which it's rattled off quickly and on the days on which it's omitted, I look forward to, this tefillah should be said carefully and with great concentration. This tefillah and others like it are gullus prayers that have helped to keep the Jewish people alive and to give them hope during the long years of gullus. Right, Hashem's going to have rachmanis on us. That's what this was written in after Jews were saved. And once we hear that story, we shouldn't be able to say Vehu Rachum again in the same way that we've said it. And again, like to remember, as the Shulchan Aruch says, better to say less with kavana than more without kavana. So we'll say half of it. And when the chazan finishes, we'll skip. Better to say it slower with kavana. We continue. Hashem says, "I'm with you in fire and water." Pasuk Gimel. Ki ani Hashem Elokecha Kadosh Yisrael Moshiecha. I am Hashem, saves you. Nasati Kafracha Mitzrayim. I have given your kofar, your redemption in Egypt. What does that mean? Rashi quotes, Makas Bechoros. Vehem hayelucha lepidyon. Shebechorea mesu v'yata b'ni b'chori nitzalta. The Mefarshim explain, it seems like we really needed a pidyon. That by Makas Bechoros, as we know, as Chazal say, the danger and the anger was even upon us. We were also the Avodah Zarah. Kadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. Hashem took a kofar, took somewhat of a security, took a substitute, and in that way we were able to be saved. If you look at the Ritas Yitzchak, he quotes the same idea from some of his rabbeim, and he says that's why we say and my rav every night hamakeh be'evraso kol b'chori b'tzrayim. What's evra? Hashem took in his anger. What does it mean anger? Hashem was very angry, and he could have even taken us, but Hashem took them because they deserved it even more, and that was in lieu of our being destroyed. And he relates it to the Medrash that Rashi and Tosfos quote in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Aleph, that when Hashem destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, the Medrash on the Mizbar and Tehillim of Mizbar LaAsaf, the Pasuk in Eicha, Kol Hashem Mischam Asov, V'yatzas Eish B'tzion, Mizbar LaAsaf, V'lakim Ba'o B'nagayim Menach LaSecha, Hashem took out his anger on the Eitzim V'Avanim, and not us. Because again, there, when there's anger, there has to be something that the anger could take as a substitute. Hashem took the base of Migdosh as a substitute for us. Hashem took the Bechori Mitzrayim as a substitute for us. That's learned out from this word and the Rashi. Nasati Kafracha Mitzrayim. Kush Usva Tachtecha. Other nations, Me'ashar, we're not sure what that means, says Rabbi Schwab. Those other nations. Me'ashar Yakarta Be'inai Nechbadata Vani Avticha. I honor you, says Hashem. I love you, even though it doesn't seem that way sometimes to us. Ve'atein Adam Tachtecha Lu'umim Tachas Nafshecha. Either this means we'll overpower them, who Hashem will then punish them instead of us. Al Tira, this is all Chizuk. Yishayo is giving to us throughout the Galios when we live through tragedies. Ki etcha ani, I'm with you. And then he talks about what's going to happen. Kibbutz Galios. Mi mizrach avi zarecha. Umi mara vakabitzecha. Omer latzafon teini. Ulateiman al tichlei. All four directions. Come back to Eretz Yisrael. And come back to the base of Mikdash. Havi'i vanai me rachok. Uvodosai mikseya aretz. There won't be one Jew left anywhere in the world, once we all come back when Mashiach comes. Pasuk Zion is a famous pasuk. It is quoted at the end of Pirkei Avos. Kol hanikra bishmi, ulechvodi barativ. Everything in the world, everything that's nikra bishmi, that is called in my name, lechvodi barativ, was created for my covenant. Right? All of Pirkei Avos, which is all about what we're supposed to do in life. Right, the end of Pirkei Avos quotes this pasuk. Everything in life is really l'kadesh shem shamayim. Yitzartiv afasitiv. I have created, I formed it. The Radakir says, just think about our bodies. Think about our bodies, and that would lead to avas Hashem. Tzarech adam lizbonein biyitziras ha'adam umitikun evarav. Right, that's what the pasuk means. L'chvodi baratif. Hashem created us. All, every little, look at a baby, the kidneys and the liver and the lungs and the heart and the everything. Hechnasu b'chachmo b'tikun panasasum yomi valdo. Wow, Hashem does it for us. Amazing. We just have to think about our bodies out of anything. The Rambam in Mardavuchim says, think about the human eye. Right? Think about it, and we'll be able to realize that the whole world was created for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Lau writes in his commentary on the end of Pirkei Avos on this Mishnah. Right? He says, what does it mean? L'chvodi barativ. Once there's a Bria, whenever we know that there was something created, it was obviously created for a reason. Why would there be something created and made if it didn't have a reason? So that is what the pasuk means. L'chvodi baratif. Once you believe in the Bria, once you believe in a Bore, you obviously have to believe in Mashgiach, and that there's a purpose, there's a tachlus to serve him. L'chvodi baratif, yitzartiv avasitiv. Hotzi, and then Hashem continues. What's going to happen? Hotzi, am iver v'inayim yesh. He's going to bring us out, even though we've been blind. We have eyes. V'cher shemaz naim lamo, relating to the previous parak. And we were deaf, but we have ears. And then what's going to happen after talking about the Gula? Kol agayim nikbutzu yachtov. All the nations are going to get together. V'yei osfu l'umim. Mi bohem yagidzos. V'yishor yashmiyuno. Hashem's going to say to them, no, who could explain this? Right? Did you have any previous prophets that prophesize the future? Yitnu edayim v'yitztaku. Let the nations come and give their claims. V'yishmeu v'yomer emes. Let them say the truth. This pasuk introduces the Gemara that I think we mentioned already yesterday. That's the Gemara on the first daf in Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah daf Beis. This pasuk is quoted, and then the Gemara says, what do you mean, Yitnu Edeim? What does that mean? That they get to have their moment in court? Says the Gemara, La'asil lavo mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah, Umeinicha B'cheiko, Hashem is going to bring a Sefer Torah in the future. V'yomer L'misha Asakba, Yavo V'yitol Scharo. Come, whoever was Osek in it, Ayagoi being Osek, okay, Shevet Mitzvos Bei Noach, Torah Shebichsav, whatever it is, whoever was Osek in a Yovel Vito Scharo, Miyan, Miskabsid, Valbon, Ovde, Kochavim, Mir, Puvia, they're all going to come and start arguing. Shenemar, this Pasuk, Kol Agoyim Nikbutsu Yachtov, they're all going to come together. Don't be yachtav. Klai Yisrael can be yachtav, one nation. But you all the nations, split up. Let's take one by one. Tikanes kal uma v'uma v'sofreha. Let's talk about ish uuma sheneamar v'yeyasfu l'umim. That's how you read the pasuk. The Gemara reads the pasuk test. Kolagai nikbusu yachta. They first come together, and then all of a sudden, no. Let's take it one by one. That's why Hashem splits them. V'yeyasfu l'umim. Mi bahem yagidzos. And then we get into the every nation saying what exactly they think their defense is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying shotem shebaolam, like we mentioned yesterday, from the Brisker Rav. But either way, they're going to come in the future. Atem edainu umashem. Hashem continues in Pasuk Yud and says, but you, Klal Yisrael, you are my Edim. What do I mean, you are my Edim? So maybe the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pevav, when we act like Avdi Hashem, Sheishem Shemayim Misahiv Al Yadcha, people see us and say, oh, Hashem is great. That's how we're Hashem's Edim. We make a Kiddush Hashem. Atem Edainu Hashem, V'Avdi Hashem Bacharti, you're my Eved, Laman Tedu V'Taminu Li, V'Tavinu Ki Ani Hashem. All the different Lashonos the Malvim here talks about. First is Yediya, Emuna, and Havana. First, there has to be a recognition, and then there has to be a belief, and then there could be an understanding. Tedu, Taminu, and Tavinu. Ki anihu, Lefanai, Lo Notzarel, Va'acharai, Lo Yeh. Nobody before me, nobody after me. The Radak says this is a difficult pasuk to understand because Hashem is out of time. He's outside of the time spectrum. He created time. So what does that Hashem mean? So it must be L'Savar Sa'oza, just for us to understand it. Doesn't really mean that. Right? Adava, the Radak though says, Hadavar hazeh kashal mafarshim. Bavur sha'amar v'lefanai v'acharei. Lefnei v'acharei. V'u yisparach ein l'reishas v'acharis. Okay? He's just saying it for us to understand. Right? The Rambam uses this also in Hilchos Shuvah to explain how Hashem can know before and when we still have Bechira Chafshis. Hashem is outside of time and therefore we can't even ask the question. We continue. Anochi, Anochi Hashem. Hashem's giving us chizik. I'm here in all situations. Anochi, Anochi Hashem. Ve'ein mi baladai Moshiach. There's no one else that should be called the Savior. Right? This passage was written 600 years before the birth of Christianity. Hashem's already saying. Yeshayahu is already saying. Ve'ein mi baladai Moshiach. There's no such thing as a human savior. Anochi gadati voshati vishmati. I said this, I've saved. Ve'im b'chem zor. There's no other source of the Yeshua except for me, says Hashem. V'yatam edainu Hashem v'ani kel. Gam miyom anihu. Ve'ein miyadi matzil. I've been here. Ef'alu miyishivena. So that is all the first 13 psukim pashtus are about the future, what's going to be for us, and what's going to be with the other nations. And what Hashem says, just like I've done other nisim in the past, just like I did it in Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, so too, you please believe in me that it's going to happen in the future. Then the Radak explains, now he turns to Galus Bavel, what's going to happen in 130 years from then, 100 or 200 years after Yeshayahu. First, for 130 years is till the Chorban, then 70 years later that Bavel was destroyed. Ko'amar Hashem, go alchem kedosh Yisrael. I am your Redeemer. L'ma'anchem shilachti Bavela. I have sent you down to Bavel for you. What does that mean? I have sent who down to Bavel? I have sent for you. I have sent to Bavel. Who have I sent to Bavel? Rashi says this means you. Because of your sins, shilachti Bavela. That's why you have gone down to Bavel, because of your sins. The Radak says it's referring to the Geula. B'manchem, for you to save you, shilachti, I send Koresh to Bavel to destroy, Madai and Paras, destroy the Babylonians to bring us back. The Gemara in Megillah, some might be familiar with, plays around with the Nekudos here. Shilachti could also be read as Shulachti Bavela. Yeah, this is one of the Pesukim in Tanakh, which teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes into Galus with Klal Yisrael. Imo Anochi Bitzara. That's what the Gemara says on the last couple of Dafim. Chav Tesam and Aleph in Meseches Megillah. Bo Re'e, Kama Chaviv in Yisrael of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the parak is really about. How beloved we are to Hashem. Shebechol makom shegalu, shechina imahen. Galu Mitzrayim, shechina imahen. Based on the pasuk in Shmuel. Haniglo neglesi lebeis avicha biyosam b'mitzrayim. Galu lebavel, shechina imahen. Shenemar, our pasuk. Lamanchem shilachti bavela. V'yafchina sidin li gael, shechina imahen. Shenemar, v'ashav Hashem alkecha es shevuscha. So the pasuk says at the end of the dvarim, doesn't say v'heshiv, but it says v'shav, Hashem's going to come back with us. So Hashem says, I send you, I'm going down to Bavel. V'orati barichim kulam. V'kastim banios rinasam. The kastim, the Babylonians, they're going to leave in boats. The Bavel exile is going to be finished. Ani Hashem kedoshchem. Again, so it's alluding to Bayesheni, according to this pshat. Borei Yisrael malkechem. Good. Getting back to the more general discussion. Ko amar Hashem anosim bayam derech uvamayim azim netivo. Right, Hashem makes ways in the Kriyas Yamsuf. Hamotzi rechev vasus chayal v'izuz. Again, talking about the rechev and the sus. Yachta shkavu bayakumu. They lay down. They're never going to get. They all died, as we know. That the Am was polate. The Egyptians, and they all saw them, the Jews saw all of them dead. The Radak says maybe this phrase is talking about the armies of Sancheriv that didn't wake up in the morning. But either way, he says, Hashem, Pasuk Yudches, Al Tizkru Rishonos, the Kadmonios Al Tizbonanu. Don't talk about the earlier actions. Meaning what? This Pasuk has to be linked to the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud Gimel quotes both of these Psukim. Our Pasuk and the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that when Mashiach comes, we're no longer going to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Yitziah of the earlier Yeshuos, because the future Geula is going to so far outshine and swallow up Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's going to be Tafel, and Geula, the future Geula, is going to be Iker. Says Yirmiyahu in Perak Tezayin, L'chein hinei yamim ba'im no Mashem v'lo yeh Omer od chay Hashem asher helas bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim ki im chay Hashem asher helas bnei Yisrael me'eretz Tzafon umikol ha'aratzos asher hidicham shama v'hashivosim alad masam asher nasati la'avosam. So that pasuk in Yirmiyahu goes with this pasuk. You're not going to talk about the Rishonos anymore. Hineni osa chadasha atat titzmach. This is going to be new. Now you're going to rise up and grow forth. Halo teda uha, you'll know it. Afasib b'midbar derech b'shimon neharos. I'll put roads and water in the deserts. It's going to be amazing. To chabdeni chayas asada tanim ubnos yana, as if to say all the desert animals are going to have water. They're not going to be in their normal habitat. Either way, that is what Hashem says. This takes us through this part of the parak, and just pasuk chaf aleph is where the end of the parak. This is where the haftarah for Vayikra starts. Amzu yatzarti li. Tihilasi yisaperu, this nation that I have created. Tihilasi, they're supposed to say my praises. There's a Maharal in Ner Mitzvah. The Rina Tzitzchak quotes it here. Maharal says, Zu is Gematria 11. Right, what do you mean 11? I'm sorry, 13. What's 13? Because altogether, in some way, in some realm, there are 13 Shvatim. Right, if you put Ephraim and Manasseh separately and you have Levi, it's 13. So he says, that's Zu, this nation, 13, Yatzarti Li. Rina Tzitzchak quotes that we have so many other sources in Chazal that we're always 12. If you have Levi, you put Ephraim and Manasseh together. If you don't have Levi, then you separate them. But either way, why do we read this for Vayikra? Because of the next pasuk. Lo osi karasa Yaakov, ki agata bi Yisrael. You haven't turned to me. Lo heveta li se olosecha, uzvachecha lo kibad tani. You haven't fulfilled Hilchos Karbanos. Lo heveticha b'mincha v'lo gaticha b'lavona. You haven't served me with mincha and lavona and Ola, all the karbanos. I give you, this is the secret. Lo kanisali b'kesef kaneh, you didn't buy a kaneh for ktores for me. V'chilas v'checha lo hirvitani. Hashem says, where are you, where are you? You think you're going to get kapara through other sources. Pasach hafei, anochi, anochi. Second time in the parak, he says that. Hashem says, I'm going to erase your sins. Don't turn anywhere else. V'chatasecha lo eskar. I will not remember sins if you turn to me. Hazkireini, remind me of everything that you've been through. Nishafta yachad, we'll judge together. Saperata laban titzchak. You do it. You tell me. Hashem wants to have the dialogue. Avicha harishon chata. This continues. Yeshayahu says, there were sins in your past. Your first father, who does that mean? Rashi says it means Avraham, and the Radak says it means Adam Arishon. There's been sins. Umilitzecha pashubi. Even your great leaders have sinned. The Rabbi Schwab goes through many of the leaders in Tanakh that we know were not perfect and have sinned. Whether it's Shaul, or whether it's Shimshon, or whether it's others that have gone through difficult times. Va'achalel sare kodesh. And I was mechalel. I will be mechalel. The Radak says it's b'chol dar v'dar. Right? I will take even the leaders and affect them. That's not l'cherem Yaakov Yisrael l'gidufim. If you don't turn to me, there's going to be a punishment. But this all has to be read. It's not that the parak ends on a low. We know the prakim were not Jewishly split up. So we're in the middle. But that's how our parak ends for now. That Hashem says, if you don't listen to me, then you are going to be punished. Just end. Rabbi Schwab quotes a personal story. He says on April 1st, 1933, when he was in Germany, the Nazis started their infamous boycott of all Jewish business establishments and offices throughout Germany. They started it And it turned out to be on a Saturday. Why they picked Saturday? Because most of the Jewish stores were open anyway on Shabbos. It never even occurred to the Nazis that Shabbos was the Jewish day of rest, because most Jewish business establishments were open for business. But Rabbi Schwabs remembers that his store and everybody, the Shomrei Torah mitzvahs daven very early at 6 o'clock in the morning, so they could be back in their houses at 8, and they wouldn't be anywhere near the streets. He says it was Shabbos Parshas Vayikra, and this was the Haftorah of the day. And he says when they read these psukim, the ethnolach Cheirim Yaakov, Cheirim can be translated as a boycott. I felt at that moment as if the Navi was speaking directly to us there in Germany. As the result of our Averis, especially that of Chilul Shabbos, God put Yaakov into a Cheirim, a boycott, and Yisrael was reviled and insulted. I have never forgotten that feeling. Imagine a boycott of Jewish businesses on Shabbos. This in itself was the biggest shame to the Jews. The Jews are Mechal Shabbos, and they are being boycotted on Shabbos. That day went down in infamy in Jewish history as the boycott Shabbos, and was really the beginning of the end of Jewish life in Germany. Says Rabbi Schwab, this is Yeshayahu Navi, referring to us in the future. Vata v'cheirim Yaakov, and all of these nevuas have come true, are coming true, will come true, and we daven for the day that all the geulos that we have been talking about come true as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here.